After the questions on Iraq, Wolfowitz faced harsh criticism from senators on a controversial new Defense Department program. The initiative would have created a futures market in which investors could speculate on everything from political assassinations to deaths of U.S. troops. Embarrassed Republicans quickly sought to distance themselves from the program. Wolfowitz told them that the program is being terminated. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Wolfowitz told lawmakers that he first learned of the Pentagon's planned futures market on terrorist incidents this morning, reading the newspaper. But he assured lawmakers that this program, aimed at improving the Pentagon's terrorist risk predictions and known as the policy analysis market, is being terminated.
And we'll find out exactly how this happened, recognizing, by the way, that the agency that does it is brilliantly imaginative in places where we want them to be imaginative. It sounds like maybe they got too imaginative in this area.
For his part, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist sent a letter this morning to the chairman of the Armed Services and Appropriations Committees asking that no spending be authorized to fund such a program. Frist made clear in an interview he wanted nothing to do with the project.
I think it's a misstep that if we'd known about, we would have killed much earlier.
Armed Services Chairman John Warner called the Futures Program, which was due to start October 1st, a very significant mistake. And Warner ordered the head of the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, which created the program, to appear this afternoon before an emergency closed hearing on the matter. Still, Warner made a point of defending DARPA.
The nation is at war. DARPA is a vital part of the overall defense picture. This mistake should not, in my judgment, in any way cast doubt on the ability of the department to conduct the war and conduct other affairs.
Considerably more incensed about the futures market program was Ted Stevens, the Republican chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He said he'd been unaware of it, even though it's received hundreds of thousands of dollars in funding.
It is totally unauthorized as far as we're concerned. It's not, no funds should have been used for it at all. And it's really a serious mistake on the part of DARPA. I think it may well jeopardize DARPA in the future. If they're not going to live up to the concept of reprogramming, we'll have to watch more carefully over them. That's all there is to it.
And the Republican chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Pat Roberts, promised there will be accountability for such a program being dreamed up in the name of national defense.
And this defies common sense. It's absurd. If you don't have the specifics of a program in your oversight responsibility in regards to authorization, or they don't even go to the appropriators, it seems to me that they are way off base and somebody should bear that responsibility, and I think we know who that is.
Roberts did not say just who that person might be, but Democrats say retired Admiral John Poindexter, who conceived another controversial program under DARPA, first called Total Information Awareness and now called Terrorist Information Awareness, is also the person behind the Futures Market Project. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said the Pentagon has some explaining to do.
I'm not satisfied with just a tepid cancellation of the program. I think they need to renounce it. They need to apologize to our military as well as to the families of 9/11 and all of those who may have been adversely affected by a market on terror, as they have now proposed.
And Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, who first called attention to the Futures Program yesterday, said it's not the only DARPA project that deserves being terminated.
The Senate is going to continue its effort to close the entire set of programs that make up terrorism information awareness. There are more than 10 of these programs, of which the one that has been closed today is only one.
Lawmakers from both parties acknowledge this whole episode shows what's needed is much closer congressional oversight of the Pentagon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.